you know, while we're talking about the demise of the world and the end of snow, snow will be rare and exciting. School kids won't even know what it is. I can tell you that in places like Ludington, Holland, Hartford, Mendon, Owosso, Lanesburg, Chelsea, Brighton, the list goes on, to Chicago and Cleveland, down into Fort Wayne, Indiana, over through other parts of Ohio. Trust me, they know what snow is today because schools closed and the children celebrated. And the children, and it's very, very early. Well, climate change causes more snow too, you know. Of course it does. You know why? Because climate change explains everything. It doesn't matter what happens. It snows a lot. Climate change. No snow at all. Climate change. It's a drought. Climate change. Too much water. It's climate change. You got it. It explains everything. Everything. At any rate, I want to share with you a couple of things. AOC, you know, in order to address climate change and all the challenges we have. It's not really about climate change. That's right, sir. It's about white supremacy. It snowed today because of white supremacy. And if you don't see that, you're just an imbecile and a deplorable. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? It's snowing and cold right now because you're the white supremacist and a nationalist. So says AOC. You don't believe me about the things she says? That's fine. I have audio proof. Let's go to bite five, please. Bite five with AOC. Fully capable of full-on frontal stupidity. Here it is, bite
five. The way that we preserve our systems is by transitioning to principles of universality. That means I want you clothed, I want you educated, I want you paid a living wage, no ifs, ands, or buts. And what that also means, and what Naomi talked about as well, is directly, consciously combating white supremacy in the United States of America.
These people disgust me. I'm not going to kid you. These people disgust. This is the Green New Deal. She's talking about the Green New Deal. They're all gathered and cheering. She's at a Bernie event. What does any of that, this universality, it's called globalism. It's called the United Nations in charge of the United States. It's called no borders. It's called you having no rights and no private property, by the way, at some point, because why would you need private property? It's not for the collective good, comrade. You know, you're guilty for wanting something for yourself. At any rate, that's the Green New Deal talked about by AOC. And the people that are telling you these things, strangely enough, are the same people that want complete control of you and your government. They want complete control of the healthcare system to the tune of $52 trillion or something like that. They want complete control of the borders. They want complete control of immigration. They want complete control of the energy grid. They want complete control of the means of production and how things are distributed in this country. They want complete control of you and your government. These are the people telling you that global climate change, or whatever they call it, is here to destroy us, and snow will never be here, and it's rare, and we're all going to die in 11 years and all of this other nonsense. And if you think that I'm kidding you about all of these things, let's go to bite number two. Elizabeth Warren, who has seen her presidential aspirations flame out in recent days after she put forth this Alice in Wonderland $52 trillion healthcare proposal. But now she wants to stop all deportations of illegals, even the ones that are criminals. And she wants to make sure they get healthcare too. Bite two, go.
I am open to suspending deportations, particularly as a way to push Congress for comprehensive immigration reform. I believe that what we're doing right now with ICE focusing on people who do not pose a threat, when ICE comes into our communities, takes our neighbors, our friends, our family members, that they do not make this country safer.
Do you think she's medicated? I mean, just the way that she sounds, and ICE comes into our communities and does what exactly? Enforces the law? God forbid we enforce the laws as written to defend American citizens, because citizenship actually still matters. And yes, what about illegals getting health care? Let's go to bite three. I wouldn't disappoint you. Bite three, Elizabeth Warren, prattle on.
We know that you have included undocumented people in your plans to provide Medicare for all. So my question is, why did you decide to include people regardless of immigration status? And would this include obtaining subsidies like the ACA's Affordable Care Act's affordability subsidies? And second, would you also support access to the Children's Health Insurance Program without regard to immigration status?
Okay, good. So let's start. No, I'm really glad you asked this. Medicare for all, as I put this together, covers everyone, regardless of immigration status.
Of course.
And that's it.
That's it. Get out the checkbook. Somebody else's, of course. How is it that these people who spend time in Congress making $180,000 a year are all worth millions like Elizabeth Warren? How does that happen? I guess if I had lied on my application and said I was Native American, maybe I'd be wealthy too. I don't know. Maybe that was the key. Maybe I should have lied. I'm Native American, yeah. But just check that box, you know, and see if that gets me a free pass somewhere. You know, let's just co-opt somebody else's race and identity. Anyhow, it's just fun for the boys and girls. 25 after. Are you having fun yet on this Tuesday? Because I'm starting to. It's the Steve Gruber Show.